BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello, it's me, Steve Alley. I hope you've had a good summer so far. Just thought I'd let you know that Grown Up Land Series 3 is coming very soon. I haven't been this excited since I came to the UK and discovered Monster Munch. So what's new? Well, we've had to say goodbye to our friend and yours, Mae Martin, who's working, among other things, on a brilliant project with Netflix. She's so busy being an actual adult that she no longer qualifies for this role. Just kidding. We'll miss you, Mae. And Bisha Keali is also fucked off, is also leaving us to work on some amazing project in Los Angeles and beyond. We're so proud of them and hope to check in with them on the podcast soon enough. Ned is still here, though. But it's probably only a matter of time until Hollywood comes knocking. Then finally, the world will get the blockbuster biopic it deserves. So, you're probably wondering, is this podcast going to be Ned alone in a room talking to himself for an hour? No, the world isn't ready for that. I'm so happy to introduce our new Grown Up Land team, the amazing Sophie Duker and Heidi Regan. Are you excited?
I'm
so excited, guys.
I'm so excited to still be unsuccessful enough to be here. Such big boots to fill with Mae and Bisha.
You know, see what the podcast does to people?
Yeah.
You have to listen.
Can't wait to leave. It sounds amazing.
Yeah. Lies in store over this hill. Yeah.
So what do you think people should expect from this series?
A lot of moisture, a lot of sauce, a lot of juicy conversation.
A lot of sass.
A lot of sass, some fun guests, really fun guests.
I'm up in my sass.
Yeah.
Heidi's sass is through the roof.
Yeah.
The same old legend, which I'm sure everyone wanted. But, you know, it is proof, if proof needs be, that... I didn't know what I was going to end that sentence. The same old
classic
legend.
Yeah.
To get you in the Grown Up Land mindset, I've got a question for you all here. It's responsibly recycled from last series, and it's from Beth, who says, when did you realise your childhood had ended and you were supposed to try to be a functioning adult?
I can pinpoint an exact moment that really sticks in my mind. I think I was about 22, I say exact and now I'm saying about, but I can't remember my age. I was like 22, 23 and went to play laser tag with my brother and friends Mitch and Helen, and we found out that we had to play a bunch of seven-year-olds who were there for their birthday, and the seven-year-old whose birthday it was turned around, saw us and said, oh, it's not fair, we got to play with grown-ups. And I remember thinking, like looking around and going, that's us, and it's time to, you know, pass on the mantle and take on the motherly role. So whenever they shot me, I would, like, let them shoot me quite a bit and go, great shot, guys, great shot. And I thought, I'm being very mature and I'm finally the grown-up here. But then in the end, when they announced our scores and I was quite low because I'd been letting them do it, I felt quite sad. But then they announced who the high scorer was, and it was my brother, my older brother on my team, and he had got double everyone else, and we high-fived him in front of the kids, and the kids were so sad.
I think for me, it was when people stopped asking me what my favourite subject was and started asking me, what do you do? Because when you're a kid, you're like, I'm enjoying some cartoons. But then when people were just like, oh, what do you do? I was like, I've got to have a purpose.
Oh, a they mission. Sound like the Queen talking to you every time. What do you do?
Well, I just remembered, I didn't think about this before, but I think the time when I discovered I'm not a child anymore, well, maybe the first time I saw moustaches on Justin Bieber's face. I remember I was older.
That's
and
terrifying.
He was a little boy, and then suddenly I saw he's a tall man with moustaches. From maybe that could be it. And you guys can expect more of this in our new series. And hey, listeners, make sure you subscribe to Grown Up Land on BBC Sounds.
Grown Up Land.